He's a baby, but this baby got to be dealt with. Many people are going to be destroyed in the church as well as in the world. And so it's so powerful that it almost would knock you off your feet. In Genesis 2, it's chapter 2, verse 7. And I need you to talk to the Lord in the English as well as in the spirit about this. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed in his nostrils the breath of life. And what did he say is next? Man became what?
A living soul.
That's very important. You need to underline that because I'm going to minister on the soul tonight. That's where we have my problem at. Man became a living soul. Most men's soul is not living no more. It's dormant. It's not in the picture. So therefore, the manifestation can't come because it has to come out your spirit through your soul to your body and to your outward life and circumstance. All right. Now watch verse 8. The Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden. And there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight. Okay, you got that? And good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden. Now watch this next tree. And the tree of knowledge of good and evil. All right, let's go to verse 15. And the Lord God, 2:15, the Lord God took the man, put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden, thou mayest freely eat. But he said in 17 verse, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, say good and evil.
Good and evil.
I want to show you something. Thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And you know, the story goes on. The Lord made the woman, and then she in the garden. Third chapter said, now the serpent was more subtle, verse 1, than any beast of the field the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, oh, I know why now. Let me tell you a vision I had night before last. I was riding in something like a golf cart or something small, and I ran up on the biggest snake that I ever seen in my life. I mean, this round. And so I knew I had to run over it or do something, but I knew the wheels wasn't big enough. And so when I hit him, I kind of got stuck on him, and he stuck his head up, but I made it on the other side. Now I'm just getting these two things together now. On last night, 5 o'clock this morning, now it's not going to rub good with the public. It's not going to be good, but it's an attack on the works of God and on men and women. He says, man have let the internet took the place of the inner man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And so they go for more information on the internet than they go on the inside. So the subtlety is for man to get his information from the outside and never set before God and let his spirit speak to his soul to give him divine direction.
Yes, sir.
That's where we are.
Yes, sir.
That's where we are. Now, another thing I'll tell you is that the symbol, we don't know what fool's on that tree. But the symbol of fruit is used apple, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's the computer name?
Apple.
Now, also, we also know that apple seeds, you can't eat them because they're poison.
Mm-hmm.
You can eat the apple, but you can't eat the seed. What do you call that stuff?
Cyanide
in the apple seed. So you don't want to eat no apple seeds, you eat the apple. So what the Lord is, I typed to my son that we had to train our people. You see, computer and iPhone and texting have taken most people over.
That's right.
Now, there's a good side to it, but can you stay on the good side? And what's happening, people are not staying on the good side because they don't know what type of snake they're holding in their hand. Movements, plural, are taking place because of no inner conviction. But internet. And so it just, the children don't stand a chance unless the parent know what they're doing.
Yeah. That's right.
That thing, your grandchildren, your children, all night long you got to watch them. All these little, now back in the 70s, Pat Robertson, either Pat Robertson or Ben Clancho, they both worked together. When the Pac-Man came out, one of them prophesied, this is disaster. This thing is about to take over. Watch it. And it just escalated, escalated, escalated. Now I tried, you know some people, I tried earlier, and I'm against a monster to ask my people to use their Bible.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Remember I tried?
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
And most of them, when I'm preaching, they got their little iPhone, they're looking at it. And a lot of them, that thing is their demon because they're looking at it at other time, at other stuff.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And so, apostolic wisdom, as I text to the ministers, is coming forth. I get to the barbershop, sitting in the barbershop, and tell this to two men that the Lord says they're letting the internet take place of the inner man. So they don't, the communication and conviction is not there. It's just information. So the average person, when they need to know something, they go, before they go to God, they go to the internet first.
That's right.
So she's creeping in. Now, here's a scary thing. There's a book I ordered. I'll let you know more about it because I don't know too much about it myself. But a man in prison wrote about this. And he says, you have the two apples. And people just eating that other apple. And he said the first computer sold was $666.66. You know what he's looking at, right? Now Revelation, I read it and read it over and over and over, you know, and I never thought that the Lord was gonna have me to deal with this. But it has to be dealt with or we're gonna lose our next generation.
Yes, sir.
To the computer. They will have no conviction because the Holy Spirit place is being taken.
That's right, sir.
Frightening, isn't it?
That's right.
But that's what we intercessors are for.
Yep.
We're going to take a while, and I have to have wisdom. See, you notice how slow I'm talking? Because we all got computers and internet. But we got to know the difference. The only way a person can use an internet properly is they go there already instructed.
Yes, sir.
Did you catch that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. See, the inner conviction of the Holy Spirit has to be with you when you open it up.
That's right.
And you'll be able to accept the good and shed the evil down.
Yes, sir.
But if you don't have that inner conviction, you'll enter in, just like anybody else. Because your soul by itself right now is not a living soul.
That's
So you have to take the word of God and keep your soul alive. And that's what I'll talk about in study tonight. It's so important. And God has a way of doing things. When he showed me something, I hadn't got connection until I stood up here of the largest snake I ever seen in my life. God have dealt with me with snakes. I know that's the enemy. But this wasn't a regular snake. This, I'm talking about this big. I'm talking about round. And that's that internet. I'm standing here in fear and trembling. That thing have grown so much in the mind of people that they think they can't go one day without it. You heard me? So it become a giant instrument for the enemy. You see, it do so much good. I'm preaching the gospel on it. But you have to have inner conviction to know how to use it and not let it use you. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So we have a giant prayer on our hand to deal with this, that we can have the wisdom, and then the ministers that I'm over around the world can have the wisdom to shift the scent back into their sanity about this. And that I believe everybody should have a Bible, a leather Bible, a Bible like this. I believe that. Now, if you won't see this, how this working, the Lord sometimes, he can't get your attention all the way, but he work with you on different phases. I just had a witness in my heart to turn that screen off. It's helped computerizing people.
Yes, sir.
And from the old school, they're not paying attention to the preacher or the preaching. Their mind is taking note of that screen. And so he's infiltrating every way he can into the heart of man, that the internet is more powerful than the inner man. That's not true. But if he can steal our children and steal a lot of adults, and keep feeding them that this is so convenient, this is so convenient, this is so convenient, but then he'll catch you off guard, and instead of having the good, he put the evil in you. Why you think he have those flash ups? Sometimes you on a computer, or something flash by, so you get on a trail, you won't go see what it is, and it introduce you to another sin. See, so my job is to train you all how to use it to your advantage, but don't let it become your God. Now we real late, because you remember in Ephesians 4:27 it says not to give place to the devil.
Yes, sir.
But one translation said don't give him no foothold. He got a foothold now.
Yes, sir.
Got a foothold. Because see now what, I don't know if this is the right word, to reduce the revelation, they'll call it archaic or old fashioned, or you got to keep up with the time. No, I really don't have to keep up with the time. I have to keep up with God.
Yes, sir.
See the time. See, they tell you about the time. You're not modern. I'm not saying I'm not going to use my computer. But I'm saying I know it's dangerous.
Yes, sir.
And I said that Satan is robbing people of their lives. You know, I was with my wife, boy, then I was going to get her a gift from the store. It was going to close at 6 o'clock. It was about 5:35. We were almost to the store. This car was ahead of me. And just barely moving. So I went around the car. The woman. You ever get behind a car real slow? That's what they're doing. So we have to, from the conviction of the Holy Spirit and the strength of the inner man put this thing in its place with us.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to try to help as many people I can.
Thank you, Lord.
And even Word of Life Christian Center, she's very, see you all are the grown one, maturing in the spirit, but they're very touchy about this. Very touchy about it. I know they're touchy about it. But the Holy Spirit is going to give us the wisdom and the conviction.
Yes,
the internet is a soul robber. Mind, emotion, and will. Some people stay up all night. Get a little weary, get tired, then he pops up mean on you. See, they got that system all set up. So, say that we're going to get to praying. Let's go back to our text, and you'll hear more when I'm... go back to 1 Corinthians 14:2. And you know Jesus said in Luke 18:1, men ought to always pray and not faint. So we can't faint at this. So in praying, it will help us, but also help those we're praying for to catch a hold of what does say the Lord today. Are you following me? And my son-in-law and my son, they've got their phone in their hand. See? They ain't use the Bible. I wouldn't let them use the Bible. They don't use Bibles no more. See? So the internet is trying to take the place of the inner man and doing a darn bad, good job at it. Because most people are stuck already. Nothing like having old Bessie. Nothing like looking up the chapter. Now, I got an index, Bob, because I got to get a little faster than y'all, you know. But it's nothing like having the book in your hand. All this is the Word of God. And I try to tell, I feel conviction. I feel conviction coming on me. I tried to tell the people of God that. You know, and now I got to further deal with them in this situation, little bit by little bit. Because if I don't, I'll crash. Because the internet got more hold on most Christians than the Holy Ghost. And this is a tedious journey, but we can do this.
Thank you.
Through prayer, through conviction. And so it'll take wailing. It'll take, you know, Goliath went down. Pharaoh went down.
Yes, sir.
He did, didn't he?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. The wall of Jericho
went down.
The lions went down. They couldn't get Daniel. The fire went down. See, so this is nothing new in dealing with a giant. But you're really dealing with the giant of history that is getting a foothold in the church that God people frown on you when you tell them get a Bible. It's so convenient. So again, you hit the chapter, hit the number, dad come. Now a man said to me, help me Holy Ghost. A man said to me, or sent the message to me that in church, he's really disturbed when he buy a portion with a computer. With all them different numbers flashing and colors flashing, and it break his conviction on the Word of God. He's not the reason I'm talking about this. I heard that after a woman told me about what her husband said. He said that and sometimes them computers they'd be making noise and stuff like that. And if I could get a church to go back to the Bible.
if I
can get them to put them phone down and put them iPads down and go back to this book, and we'll win. We'll have a whole lot. Kapra saya shikandan. Bronis say. Oh my hand. Molama. Oh Mariska Nan Skunda. Well, is anything too hard for God? Let's lift our hand and begin to pray. Oh Lord, we praise you. We know what you're trying to show us, and we We need your name, the name of Jesus. We believe that this church, Word of Life Christian Center, will recognize the value of holding your word in their hand. We bring conviction upon the hearts of our young people that they will not fight, they will not rebel, they will not call it something else. They'll recognize it's God trying to stop it before it's too late. So we come together today in your name that you will give us apostolic wisdom, teaching and understanding and conviction, communion with the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, we trust you. We trust you to make the impossible possible. We trust you to touch every child, every man, every woman in this ministry and in the ministries that are under us. Touch them now with this message. Let them see. Oh, yeah. Open their eyes. Open their inner eyes that they will be able to see. I thank you. Now, oh, my goodness. Listen. 1 Corinthians 2. 1 Corinthians 2. Then we're going to pray in the spirit about this. But this is no rookie task. I said it's not a rookie task. You coming up against something you need more than you. The Holy Ghost. Get people to see, you see. You get people to see. They got eyes. You got your inner eye got to see this. Your outer eye will never see it. Too convenient. Your outer eyes never see it. I tried to go over something with it, but I kept having a constraint from the Holy Ghost. Not to go. Every now and then I would get there, you know, I peck a little. Holy Ghost, I was under a constraint from the Holy Ghost. But now I see why. Now I see why. Now they're going to come up with all kind of things, you see. In 1 Corinthians 2:14. Say, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. You see, this has to be discerned through the Spirit. Yeah, that's right. If a person try to calculate this through the flesh, they're going to get mad. That's right. You know, the question is, do you love your computer more than you love Jesus? Yeah. Well, somebody said, well, I can love them both. No, you can't. No. You don't know how many lives have been shipwrecked by the internet. Is a monster in disguise. Yes, sir. And you have to be convicted in your inner man if you're going to use the internet. Yes, right. See, I'm not cutting it out. I'm cutting it off. Uh-huh. Some of these children don't know what a Bible is. They're not even thinking about no Bible. They're taking notes on that thing. It's more convenient. We ain't looking for no convenience now. We're looking for conviction. So it's not a come Sunday lay basha. It's not a natural battle. So let's battle in the spirit. So you know what we're battling about. Hatala set the people free and from the hand of the enemy. Shaka talalaba shaka. Oh rababa. Yeah, come on, y'all help. Get in here. Shalaba shata. If you don't understand everything I'm saying, just wait on it. God gonna reveal it. Halalaba shaka sata taraka. Let me ask a question. Can you go without that iPhone one day? No, I want somebody to answer me. I'm not asking you to do without it. I'm asking you, can you do without it one day? Yes, sir. Well, how many days you do without your Bible? It's a thief. A thief coming up, but to steal, kill, and destroy. You're going to destroy families, marriages, children and grandchildren, school, It's in the school. They don't have the thing no more. Push the button. Saturday say, these children are ignorant as a mosquito without wings, without that computer. Can't hold a deep one. Ramasoyaya. Come on, let's pray. I'm going to teach about some things tonight, so I need your help. Shatako Romo. Oh, Masakara. Masaka. In the Messiah name. Oh, Lord, this is a hard one. This is Simon. Yeah, Lord. Shokolarabashaka. Robasata, the monster standing. The Goliaths are standing. Sholokasha. The Goliaths are standing. Robahamone David. Ha. Oh my God. Shalalamasai. Shalalamakosatakatatu. The system that our Baba is polluted. Andalakasakasatara. With what the world has provided. Shakasatatata. Rabasatatata. Write this down. The system is polluted with what the world has provided. That's what I heard in the spirit. You understand? Can you interpret that? The system is polluted with what the world has provided. And the only purging factor is going to be the Holy Ghost. But the Holy Ghost can handle it. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost can handle it. Yeah, just another assignment for the Holy Ghost. Amen. I believe I yield to him. Amen. Come on, let's go. Thank you for apostolic wisdom, apostolic discernment, a holy conviction anointing. Can't do it without you. Can't do it without you. Hallelujah. Halalabasha. Oh my. We come on one accord, Lord. Shall give us more wisdom. Rabasatata. Turn things around. Shedababa. This system is stealing, killing, and robbing. You come there, we might have life. We might have it more abundantly. Strengthen us in our inner man. Woo! Glory to God. Halalabashatata. Rosatata. Roshashatata. Cha-cha-ka-ta-la-ba-sa-ta. Stir us in the right direction. Hurabasatakoshiti. Ranje sidi. Rababasatarakosata. Hurama-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-sa. Robasatata. Durukosetikosurukosurukoberi. Rasotata. Koramasa. Toramasa. Robababasata. Girekosatata. Robasatata. Thank you, Lord. Rebo said here. Shararabasha katalaya ya yoho. Romasata. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Setete. Power. Let there be power. Let there be strength. Roba. Let there be understanding. Ooh, I call on the power of understanding. My ta 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 ta. Power. Power of understanding. Power of wisdom. Oh my son, we need it in the church. Oh my kolosat, Ramamara, the power of your will, shakata, will flow in our hearts. Jero rebasatata, power of your zeal, talabo flow in the church. Our zeal will be for you, ashakata tata, rande eko tata. You raise us up for a day such as this. Only a remnant gonna believe. Rabba, that remnant are going to be power. Shatta, that's it. Robasata. Thank you, Lord. Shambre, Teddy. Robasata, tata. Kandara, kosuri, kosuri. Robasata, kosuri. Rabba, kosuri, kosata. Kobraba, koraba. Urabasata, tata. Now, listen. The hammer is, look in Ephesians chapter 6. Chapter 3 and verse 16 and then Romans 7 and 22. This is where we got to get. that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. According to the riches of his what?
Glory.
That's all, that's God there, you see. Glory. To be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes, sir. Not the outer man.
Right. Yes, sir.
See, the computer and the iPhone working on the outer man.
Right.
And have caused strokes in the soul. And so most Christians are paralyzed in their soul. So therefore the spirit can't get it through. So if the spirit can't get it through, if the soul is paralyzed, what it does is the soul, when it's not energized by the spirit, it teams up with the body. They're going outside. But when your soul is properly fed, it team up with your spirit and it works from the inside. Look at Romans 7:22, what it says. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, not the outer man. Now, I don't know all these terms, but it got all kind of stuff going on in that outer man with that internet. People used to be private. Now they're stupid. Some of them pull their clothes off and get on that thing. I want to show you the fashion they got on. And they leave them out of town and tell you exactly where they're going. They're saying to you, my house empty, go rob it.
Lord Jesus.
At the age of 12, I want you to get this, a revelation. At the age of 12, and the reason it was at the age of 12, Jesus made a discovery. He went on the inside. Bible says we cannot receive from God as a grown man and a grown woman. To receive as a child. You see it? That to receive as a child. And to receive in your inner man. Only the Holy Spirit can keep you as a child. Operating in the wisdom of God. I love to see them Bible. You know? My wife even, she had her thing. I said, no, honey, we need to get back to that Bible. I know it's convenient. You point that button, man, that thing run reference. You can run Amplified Bible and NIV. You really don't need all them. If the Holy Ghost start talking. Now, I mean, you may not agree, but the Holy Ghost amplified the Bible more than the Amplified Bible. But he's not given a chance now. We're accepting substitute. I hear him say, let me talk to you. Let me give you an answer. Stop running on the internet trying to find your answer. Go on the inside. Your answer on the inside. Who see what I'm saying? The only thing I can say is saying, this is crazy, man. We done let this monster slip in on us and he slipped in cool. You know, and so some of my people right now, some of my people right there in the church, I'm going to have to preach the conviction come for the resho kota la magna. For they can understand they're not talking to a man.
Yeah, right.
It's a God have come to Darryl through a man to save you, your children, and your grandchildren, and your great-grandchildren. This mess has to be stopped. And against the powers to be. But Moses faced Pharaoh. Why was Moses able to face Pharaoh? Because God sent him. And God was saying to Moses, all I want to do is use you as an instrument. You don't have to make this happen. God, for lack of a better word, God just needs somebody that's not afraid to help his people.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
You know, Pharaoh said he wasn't going to let him go. Now, when I go to teaching along this line, God's going to go dealing with some things.
Yes,
you see it on the news. You hear it everywhere.
Thank you, Lord.
Because it's pioneering, it's apostolic.
Yes.
And the church have suffered so long without God's government.
Yes, right.
See, there's no government greater than God's government.
Yes, right.
See, man's inventions and man's ideal stand not an iota with God's government. When God's arm come down, very seldom God to use his arm, he used his finger. And so I don't know what all going to happen here, but I know you're going to be informed. You're going to know when to click, when not to click. And you're not going to let it take your life. In other words, you know, sometimes I'm a pastor. Sometimes I leave that doggone phone at the house. They be trying to get in contact. No, I'm not listening to that today. So, Pastor, are you still going to use it? Absolutely. I'll use it, but it's not going to use me. So, if this thing going to be stopped with us, it's an inner man matter. It's not a brand matter. It's not nothing on the outside. It's inner conviction of the Holy Ghost that the gifts of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, is greater than anything you can get on a computer.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And what God, what son of what's going to have to happen? We're going to have to see the greater things of God. We're going to have to see that God is the greatest.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And that he's looking for a remnant to hold a line.
Yes, glory to God.
Somebody got to hold a line.
Glory to God.
Hold a line to the truth.
Yes, sir.
That will continue to set people free.
Thank
but you know what it's going to do? It's going to fog up evangelism.
Glory
it got big numbers being said, but by the same token, real conviction, it's going to fog it up. Because you're gonna lean, men gonna lean more to the outside. Where you think all these cushion churches coming from?
That's right.
They're drinking coffee.
That's right.
Oh yeah.
That's right.
Coffee and tea. Boy told me he's in the church the other day. He said, they're drinking coffee. Look at it. Set his cup down. In the church. The person preaching, they're drinking. Where'd that come from? It came from the demon, the computer. It's mortalizing. You don't want convenience, you want conviction. Conviction gonna bring you convenience.
Yes, sir.
And what I'm glad about, I don't eat no more remnant. I don't need the whole word of life to do this. No. Some been trained up in his ministry for this very hour.
Yes, sir.
God knew I was going to be an apostle.
Right. Yes,
God knew you were going to show me that dream 5 o'clock this morning.
Right.
God knew you were going to show me that big snake the night before
right.
that I had to run over him.
Right.
It's a giant snake.
Glory.
That's all it is, a big giant snake.
Glory.
Oh, it's a multi-billion-dollar project.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I wonder, we got to pray a little more. I wonder, did Satan have anything to do with that? Good, decent women. Was decent women at one time, and now they're on the internet. Talking crazy, dressing crazy. Got a whole lot of little canals running with that thing. I don't know them all. I'm going to study them, though. I'm going to find out. Little canals where they have different things. You put your name on there, you connect with this person, and that person connect with you and all that, you know. Don't nobody hold me in yet. I'm about to make a cut right here now. They ain't gonna like it. I don't want no woman off no computer.
That's right.
No.
Yeah.
Shit, I'm going to look for her myself.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yes, sir.
Now, I know some sitting got good boys, got wives. Yeah, but you could have found her without the computer.
That's right.
You know you would ask the Lord. The Lord sent her to me.
Right. That's
right. Uh-huh. See? Oh, I know you're going that far. I'm going further than that, baby. Listen, I'm going as far as the Spirit of God lead me to go to show you all that a lot of problems in the church are going to be solved. A lot of things you're dealing with are going to be solved in your life.
Yes, sir.
Because you're going to have the inner witness, the inner conviction, the inner wisdom, and the inner understanding,
yes,
the inner insight, the inner perception,
yes, sir, I agree,
from God,
uh-huh,
that the computer can never tell you.
Yes, sir.
We have to. We have to live beyond information.
Yes,
sir. Yes,
sir. I actually use one word. One word here, information, inspiration.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
See? And so there's a lot of things. Lift your hand, let's pray this. We got a few more minutes. Lord, Karabah, show us the wisdom to minister to people out of your love, out of your power, out of your will, out of your wisdom, out of your strength, out of your faith, out of your zeal, out of your imagination, Lord, out of your renunciation. We have to renounce this thing. Ooh, Jesus. Rabasha. We come in agreement that we come in agreement that you'll show us how, with compassion and conviction. Ooh, glasaya. We trust you all. We got a slingshot. We trust you. Hashakata. Rabasakasa. Romasata shata kasa. Shata. Give us insight. Robaba. In the service tonight, let me pause and hear what the Holy Ghost saying. Let the Holy Ghost speak. And everybody else be solemn. Shut up. It's the Holy Ghost job. Oh, we yield to the Holy Ghost, to the gifts of discernment, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discerning of spirit. Oh, I saw we need special faith. Rasa-ta-ta-ta, rasa-ta-ta-ta. We need diverse kind of tongue and interpretation. Ekasada, we need special faith. Rabasa, working of miracles, gifts of the Holy Ghost. E-re-sa-ya-ya, yara-rabasa-ta. All these people you're training now, Lord, rise them up. Shout out to prophesy so that I can speak the word of God over this area. Rabasaya, around the world. Shundelebro. Shararabakasa. Kosararabasata. Korobabasata. Ya. Urobabasata. Urababasata la koshetere kosere. Ura baba satara kosa ri. Ura baba satara kasari. Now listen, I don't want none of y'all to size in with the enemy against me with this, because David fell. The Red Sea was open. Goliath fell. The Red Sea was open. The Jericho wall fell down. Pharaoh came off his throne. Nebuchadnezzar came off his throne. You understand? So don't get in the way of this thing. Ask the Lord to help you as I train people about how to operate in their soul and have conviction, to have manifestation and demonstration from the Holy Ghost. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
As I train them, I'm going to start that training tonight. Yeah. You have to know the role of your soul.
Yes, sir.
What part it plays.
Yes,
see, in the church, we've been taught so much things about the spirit, we let our mind run shotgun. But we got to keep it straight, too. Why did the Lord say renew it then? Huh?
Uh-huh.
Why does he have the mind of Christ?
Right.
Why does he have the mind of the spirit?
Right.
Why does he have the man thinking in his heart? A man thinks in his soul, so is he.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir.
So, the Holy Ghost conviction. See, that's why I was beating the past to get those intercessors back praying. I didn't know that either. See, that was before I got there.
Yeah.
That's why we was full your Sunday morning, remember?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you see, because and then I had to tell, first time I told myself, I'm not going to be your Sunday. They got to know how to handle this. You got to know how to hold your post. God put you here to help me.
Right.
You're going to stay home because I'm gone. God ain't gone.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying? Y'all got to grow up. I got to have some people growing up enough to understand. I ain't got to hide from them no more. I've been hiding for years. If I leave, I wouldn't tell nobody nothing. Lord said, tell them.
Yes, sir.
I'm sending you to do some apostolic work in Florida.
Yes, sir.
Let's take these last 3 minutes and pray. You little shakata. So you know what's going on. You know where I'm coming from. You know I need help. We got intercessors all over the United States. Got our partners in Brazil, all over the world. Japan. They'll be listening tonight. Japan. Germany. Korasa, ha 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 ha, rabasata, shararabakasa. You've been chosen for a great work. You've been chosen for a great work. Say, I've been chosen for a great work. I want everybody to say it.
I've been chosen
for a great work. I yield to the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will help me. Personally. The Holy Ghost will help me. To help other people. As I yield to the Holy Ghost, my conviction will get greater. I'll become stronger. I'll become a leader in the spirit. This night, I come under conviction. I want to know what God wants me to know. I want to do what God wants me to do. I want to be what God wants me to be. I want to have what God wants me to have. I choose to follow the Holy Ghost. He's my leader. No man alone is my leader. If the Holy Ghost leading the man, let me show you a scripture. Wait a minute. Philippians 4. Then we got to go. Philippians 4. Hold on, my shot. The Holy Ghost called that scripture to my attention. Philippians 4:9. You see that scripture? The Holy Ghost, he going to be doing that. He's going to be shooting some shots, you see. He said, those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. You see what he's saying? That was the Apostle Paul talking to the church. He said, I didn't only preach it, but I had encounters. I had experience. I have evidence that this is of God. So, you see these things, what you both have learned and received and heard. Now I'm led to another scripture by the Holy Ghost. Matthew chapter 11. You all know where I'm going. Matthew chapter 11. Is Christ a computer? Is Christ a computer? It can't be Christ and computer. The computer has to be under Christ, not Christ under the computer. Oh, my Lord. You talking about dangerous. Boy, we was headed in a ditch, man. If this thing don't be revealed properly by the Holy Ghost, man, I'll mess it up. That's why I got it. Yeah, I'm going to go a little slower, you know. I got to wait on the Holy Ghost on this. You follow what I'm saying? But this thing here, then Matthew, Jesus, talk about his learning, having a learning experience. Matthew, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Matthew 11. And I just got the revelation a few years ago about this text. As a Baptist boy, I read this text all the way, always from the 28th verse. But the Lord revealed to me this 27th verse. All things are delivered unto me of my Father. No man knows the Son but the Father. Neither knows any man the Father save the Son. And he to whomsoever the Son will what?
Reveal
him. Then he said, you can't go to verse 28 without a revelation. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. I will give you rest. Not the computer, not the internet. I will give you rest. I will give you rest. Don't let nothing take my place. Take my yoke upon you. And learn, that a word, of me. Notice how he say he is now. You know, I know. That internet will make you high-minded. Because it'll tell you every time what you want to hear. It will never bring you no correction. It will never give you no conviction. All it's giving to you is worldly direction. And so you think you're the head of the pack and die. Drop dead. Just drop dead. Because it can't give you no life substance. So you have to use it cautiously. Prayerfully. I won't say another word. I don't know if I could pronounce the word. Minimally. Stop letting it monopolize your life. It's becoming your master with a bastard spirit. Some of y'all shook up right now. That thing that got in the system, boy, and is a large snake. You know how to use it. See, the tree of good and evil. That's that tree again. The apple, I don't know whether the apple on the tree, but the apple is the symbol that Eve had,
right?
The greatest computer industry is Apple. And it's got the Bible and the devil on it. Both of them in there. Okay, you ready for study? In Jesus' name. So, John, we got to pray, boy.
Yes,
yeah, I got some stuff to be done here. Yeah, give me your hand, because I don't want you step black. I receive you. Yes, sir. I receive you. Y'all see what I'm talking about?